Alleluia, alleluia. You believe in me, Thomas, because you have seen me, says the Lord. Blessed are those who have not seen, but still believe. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. Read today from the Holy Gospel according to John. Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger into his nail marks, put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, the disciples were again inside and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." The Gospel of the Lord. On this feast of Thomas the Apostle, Thomas the Twin, or also known as Doubting Thomas. But actually, I think he got a bad rap for doubting and skepticism. I have a great affinity for Thomas. St. Gregory the Great remarks that the slow surrender of Thomas is more of an advantage to strengthening one's faith than the more ready faith of all the believing apostles. Besides, the act of faith made by the believing Thomas is the fullest and most explicit of all the confessions of faith recorded in the scriptures. For Thomas's wrestling and struggling is better than just a glib profession that says yes without first counting the costs and then fades and runs in the face of trials and troubles. Thomas had this uncompromising honesty, absolutely refused to say what he did not understand. And he believed what he did not really yet believe. He needed to be sure. He didn't have a willy-nilly or superficial faith. He would never still his doubts by pretending they didn't exist. Yes, he was stubborn, but he was not obstinate. Struggle was real for Thomas. He questioned the disciples' reliability, because after all, they're the ones who just ran away a few days before. And now they're telling him he's back. He had logical and healthy skepticism of what they said. For as Tennyson once wrote, "There lives more faith in honest doubt than in half the creeds." For Thomas and his struggling his way through his doubts towards his conviction that Jesus Christ is my Lord and my God attained a certainty that men and women who unthinkingly accept things never reach. But Thomas made one big mistake. It's a mistake that each of us can sometimes make. He withdrew from the fellowship of Christian disciples. He sought loneliness rather than community when things were confusing. For we miss a great deal when we separate ourselves from a faith community and try to go it alone. It could be an embarrassment, shame for having doubts, or a bout with vainglory itself. When sorrow comes or doubts envelops us, we often tend to shut ourselves off and refuse to meet with others. But that is the very time when, in spite of our sorrows and doubts, we should seek fellowship of a faithful Christian community, for it is there that we are likeliest of all to meet Jesus face to face.